We'll see if Sylvia is online here. And are you there, Sylvia?
I am. Hello. How are you?
Good. Doing great today. Beautiful day in Mount Shasta, so.
Wonderful. Welcome, everybody, to the Monday show. We're going to be talking about some wonderful things today that are services that the Creation Light Ship is doing with people to help them prepare for ascension and help them to get more connected to them, to their own divine or their own divinity within themselves. And for anybody who's new to this program, a great way to find out more about this is to go to the Creation Light Ship website, and you can find many pages there of information about what the Creation Light Ship is, who Ron is, and the different services that are provided. So, Ron, I'll turn it over to you to get us started for the evening, and then we'll talk about some of the services that people might be interested in knowing more about.
Okay, so the first thing is that we're going to put you more into your body, so we're going to do some entity clearing now. Entities are emotional bodies of people who passed over. Times there are entities or energies that are off-planet also, but we'll just mainly work with entities that are with us now from people who passed on. These emotional bodies need your life force energy to live, so this is why they come into us here. And the group feels pretty good today. It feels like most people are in their bodies pretty nicely. So we're just doing some more clearing. So just kind of sit back and relax. You may feel energies leave you, which is good. And now we're going to bring back more of your own spirit to you. So when it counts to 10, and we'll have your spirit rejoin you. So here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, do some more clearing here. Okay. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we're going to get you probably at least half in your body. This is what our goal is right now, to do this here. So. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, we'll do some more clearing here. So you have to give it to the entities before you come back into your body. Otherwise, there's no room for you. So it's like a glass of water. When the glass of water is filled, then that's all you can put into the glass, and your body is like this container also. So you need to be cleaned out of entities before your spirit can re-enter. And here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And what I will say, tomorrow night on my conference line, which will be Tuesday, if you want to write this number down, we're going to be starting at 5:30. And we're going to be having like a little get-together. If you wish to call up and talk and ask questions, we'll be able to do this on a conference line basis. So the phone number that you would call on, and we'll probably have it on the screen on the fast chat, would be 646-519-5800. And then they'll ask you for a PIN number, and the PIN number is 5303, and then you hit the pound sign, and it's going to start at 5:30 California time. So if you want to just come in and talk to us, you can. Get some information about the light ship and maybe answer some of your questions here. And what we're going to do right now is do some energy work. We're going to do a chakra alignment here. So, again, the light ship is doing this here. So we're going to just go to your heart center now and move it around a little bit so it's in the right direction. There we go. Okay, there we go again. This is your throat chakra. Now we're going to the third eye. And that's great. And now we're going to go down to your power chakra. Good. And second chakra. Good. And first chakra. Wonderful. So now we're going to just do an opening for you if you would like to have that. You're going to be getting a lot more energy into your body if you choose to. So again, here we go. So heart chakra. So So I'll use the word spin to increase the size of it. So spin, 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 open. And third eye, I mean, excuse me, throat chakra, spin, 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 open. And your third eye, sixth chakra, spin, 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 open. And go down to the power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Wonderful. So you should feel a little more like you're in your body, a little stronger. You should feel more energy flowing. So if you'd like to now, you might want to minimize the fast chat if you haven't done so. And then, you know, go to the home page if you're not on that and just kind of click on Creation Light Ship. And if you do go on the fast chat, you want to minimize it once it comes up. And then scroll down about an inch on your scroll bar, and you're going to see this beautiful light beam there. And then you want to maximize your fast chat again. Just click on the bottom of your screen, and it'll come up, and now you have the two side-by-side. So we're going to bring in the divine energy of this light beam, and just kind of watch your monitor here. It takes her about a half a minute to put her essence energy into it here. So here she comes. So stronger. Yeah, she's great. She's coming in right now. So again, just kind of watch the energy around her forehead. You can look at the color rays changing. And she'll start to lift off your monitor screen a little bit, as if the background around her is kind of fading in the back and her face is looking forward, becoming more three-dimensional. And she's almost in there completely. You may have just seen her eyes changed about a second ago here, as she's coming more intense looking at you. And you might see her give a little smile. If you want, just turn your head away for about a second or two, then look back at her, and you can actually see the change in the way she's appearing to you live on your monitor screen right now. Okay. So if you want to request a healing now, she'll be activated, and she'll be on throughout the show here, and also for about a half an hour after the show. And just give a request for healing. She works like the light ship does. They work with heart energy in place of mind energy. Most of the energy work that's done on the planet here through people is mind energy. That's about 98% of it, where your thoughts are projected out and you manipulate energies around and you bring things to you through thought. Well, the light ship doesn't use that technique. They use heart energy, which is what Jesus taught. Go into your heart, and the heart will heal anything. And this is where your spirit resides. So since you're in your body pretty nicely right now, we're going to do the dropping down in your consciousness. We're going to go from your mind to your heart. So you can kind of visualize, if you like, an elevator dropping down. And the 10th floor would be in your head, and the first floor would be in your heart. And here we go. Just sit back and relax. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And do it some more here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. They want it a couple more times here. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. And you should feel like your thinking is in your chest area, in your heart. And this is the way most people perceive this. So how do you feel, Sylvia?
I definitely feel more centered and relaxed and just more like myself and, you know, kind of peaceful and definitely, like you do feel the energy actually more in your, for me, in the whole heart area. And it's just a joy to be sitting here with the beautiful light being on the screen, emanating all that love energy. It's just wonderful.
Yes, that's great. So what we're going to do now is just some healing work here. We'll put some music on so you can experience the light being. So we're going to have her do like some heart energy work on everyone. So again, there's nothing for you to do. You just want to show up. And so again, just sit back and relax. And she's going to start to do some healing work on you. So we'll have a nice experience here of this here. And request some heart healing. We had a request here of what the music is here. This we got from a friend of ours in New York. So I'm going to see if I can get it out here to take a look at it here. let's see here. It's probably a small group. It's called The Whisper, and it just says Native Influences. So this is what's on it, and I don't see anything else. I'm looking at this right now. So let me just check it out real quick here. Okay, the person's name is John Z, made in Canada, okay, J-O-H-N-S-Y, Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-S, and it's called The Whisper, and then it says Native Influence. So that's, you could probably maybe Google this person and just see if you can be able to get a copy yourself here. So, anybody on Fast Chat, Sylvia?
Pretty much just about the music so far.
Okay. So.
Unless I'm not refreshing it fast enough.
Okay, we'll talk about one of the healings that I do. I do what's called a sensory healing, and it's actually past lives. I go back 100 years at a time, starting from now, going back to your own personal incarnation here on this planet. And most people kind of incarnate somewhere between 10,000 BC, which we'll say is 12,000 years from now or ago. And I've been back to, I think, probably pretty close to about 60,000. But most people are probably in the range of maybe 10 to 30, something like that. So what happens is we realize that everything that we're dealing with right now, this moment in our bodies, is, you know, past life experiences. Whether it is in this lifetime, something that's recycling, you know, in your life, or something from before you were born, and the body has it stored into it genetically. And then once in a while, it could actually be your spiritual, your spirit's life in some other body that it brought into your body this time because it wasn't healed. And that normally represents a lot of birth defects from people, typically when that happens, okay? So mainly what happens is that your body in a cellular memory, which has nothing to do with your spirit, okay, because your spirit's here to heal you. So what you're really dealing with is the past lives of your body through your genetic coding and the thoughts of your ancestors. So what happens on each lifetime that, you know, a body's created, the body then is desperately trying to clear itself of these past energies, emotional energies, judgments, that is stored inside of it. And so it'll bring up issues of whatever it chooses to work with in this lifetime. And so in this lifetime, I do an emotional clearing, which is just for this lifetime, which enables you to release, you know, what you know about that's happened to you. But laying dormant in you can be a lot more things, and they just haven't resurfaced yet. So this is why the sensory clearing is so important, because it takes care of things that are about ready to pop up. And it's interesting to go through and do this for people when they actually can relate to something that maybe happened, you know, say, 8,000, 10,000 years ago. You know, a lot of times some physical pain will leave the person's body during that time, or maybe a thought of something that, you know, they kept recycling, which really hasn't come forward yet to cause a physical manifestation or, you know, some type of physical problem with you. So the sensory clearing is very, very nice to have. So I thought I'd just tell you about that, because it's and it goes back to when you're first incarnated here, so you can get a clue how long you've been here by how the energy pattern works. And the light ship brings up the database of who you are completely. They bring up the genetic database of your body, and it's all cleared. And this is far more complex than what people talk about on the Akashic Records. That's an Earth-based type of scenario here. This is actually a lot more in-depth and it works, and it's only a one-time clearing. And the nice thing about having either the emotional one and the sensory clearing is that you're able to go to any practitioner if you like after that, because we all need help. And those practitioners will be able to work with you much easier because those emotional charges are dropped back down to zero. So you're like starting off at a zero charge, and you're not triggered by things from the past. So you're able to heal yourself. And the healing that the light shift does, it heals the emotional body. It heals your spiritual body, your spirit that's inside of you and your heart. And it also heals the physical body. And these are all the traumas that you've experienced. So, any other information here on the fast chat, Sylvia?
Well, I was, reading from NEMA. Rod, do aliens in the universe also listen to your radio show to receive healing?
That's a very good question. I would imagine so. They probably feel the energies, yes. And so I am sure that if they could tune into it some way, you know, through the internet or whatever, through the satellite energies, yes, I'm sure that they are getting healing. That is correct. I have worked with other beings that I've seen come into my room that you would call probably aliens, and I have actually did a lot of healing work with them. So, yes, and I do work off planet too at times. Sometimes people, I'll be doing a clearing on a person, and they'll say, gee, this energy's with me. It's a spirit guide, and lo and behold, it could be an extraterrestrial, and they will want to also have that healing done for themselves and even maybe their family or something. So I will go out and run the energy from the light ship to them wherever they are because they're still, you know, sentient beings. So, yes, that would be true. And that's very rewarding. It's just great to feel another being that is receiving a healing.
Oh, that's great.
I think your volume's a little bit low, Sylvia. You might talk a little bit louder, at least on my end it is here.
Okay. So we also have a question from Don in Michigan asking about the teleconference tomorrow night. So maybe we can talk a little bit about that, how long it is, and what the purpose of it is.
Yeah, the main purpose is I have a lot of people asking me questions about the light ship. I guess the most frequent question is they go, who are you? You know, and what is the creation light ship? I've never heard of it before. So my reply is, well, if you lived and Jesus walked the earth and you have remembrance of that, then you would know what he was doing because the light ship was directing all of his healings and his teachings. But since that was 2,000 years ago and all that we really know about is what was written about him, there's really no information on the light ship. And so this is where I come from, and this is what's here now is to help everyone. And once you get into the energy of the light ship, you know that it's real, and all the healings are just so awesome and so quick and fast that it's just, you know, a blessing that they're here now. And that's why I incarnated myself at this time to, from my own perspective, to finish unfinished business here. So this is why I came back to help people for the ascension this time. Any other questions, Sylvia?
Well, let's see. Just to recap that, so tomorrow it's 5:30 p.m. It's 1 hour long. There's no charge for it. You just call in, and you may be able to see the number still on the fast chat if you scroll to the very top of the fast chat. But I'll repeat it right now. It's 646-519-5800, and you call in, and then you enter PIN number, which is 5303, and then the pound sign. And we'll be on that call to answer any questions or, you know, just to talk with you. So we hope you can all come to that. Let's see if we have any other questions. Well, I want to thank NEMA for posting the link for people to check out that CD that they were asking about, and also Don recommending another one. So that's great, guys. Thank you so much. I'd also like to talk about the wonderful Master 1 through 4 set that you do, Ron, because that's something that's just so wonderful, and people get so much out of it, and it's just amazing. So maybe we can talk about each one of those four things that are rolled into one there.
Okay. So the price that I charge is $150, and you need to have an emotional clearing and at least a mental clearing and maybe sensory in order to do this clearing, mainly because your twin flame energy steps into you at that point during this clearing. So, and you have to be cleared out because, remember, just like your own spirit, it won't come to you with the densities around. So the first part that I do on the clearing is I'll do a planetary disconnect. And there's 13 energies that the light ship wants to disconnect from us. These are cordings that we are affected by physically here. So the planets out there are much like entities, you know, sucking your energy from you. Remember, this is all the Galactic Federation's job is to keep that from happening to us, okay? And so because they're not doing their job and holding spiritual integrity, this is what happens here. But so we disconnect you from 13 energies. So what happens is your astrological chart that you have really doesn't pertain to you any longer. You're not affected typically by the moon. You're not affected by different planets, you know, that people talk about, because you're free. You can still, you know, view those energies if you wish, but you're not being quartered by them and connected to them and giving them life force energy from you. So I disconnect that. So there's 13 planets. The next thing that we do is bringing in your home base energy. So I'll just describe that. This is very interesting. It's much like what we call here your soul family. You may have heard that terminology. You know, you go to sleep at night and you go to your soul family, make your spiritual contracts and agreements, and then you come back and wake up here and, you know, things come together in your life according to that. And a lot of these typically could be negative events that happen. You know, like, say, you know, tripping on the sidewalk, having a car accident, maybe having a house catch fire, you know, any trauma that you've dealt with other people, that normally is a spiritual setup by your soul family so that you can maybe understand a lesson better, and your body may need to know this information because you didn't understand it, okay? But they kind of take out of the fact, you know, everybody in the New Age, you know, you say, well, what happened to this person or why this happened to me? And the cop-out is, oh, well, it's your spiritual agreement, okay? And you go, well, wait a minute, you know, I didn't agree to, you know, maybe, you know, have 10 stitches in my arm, you know, because I made a mistake on an accident. And I was being used as an example for 50 people around me. You know, I didn't agree to have that car accident. I know to always look both directions when I cross, you know, on a stop sign. And all of a sudden that happens to you. Well, maybe somebody else needed the lesson. You happen to raise your hand and said, oh, I'll be glad to do this for you, you know. So anyway, this here is part of the healing. So I'll get back to your soul family, okay? So your soul family is a copy. Remember, the dark side, you know, which is why you're trapped here, mimics the light. And so your true home base energy is where you go to, except for being here, okay, on other planets. You go to each time you do an incarnation, and maybe even you may go there in the evenings, you know, when you go to sleep. So what happens is, after each incarnation, you go back to your soul family, to your home base. And the home base energy is where you first went to on your first incarnation when you left the source energy. And this is where you always go back to continuously. And this is your true spiritual family. Although the dark side prevented you from going to that because they created your soul family here on this planet. And so as a spirit, you think, well, this kind of looks like where I was from. You know, it resonates, you know, very similarly to it. And you don't look any further because remember that they're doing a lot of mind control on you. So your home base energy is where you go to for each incarnation. And that's where your twin flame energy also goes. So you can reunite with your twin flame energy there. And then you feel whole and complete. And your twin flame energy can also come to you on other planets to give you assistance and guidance, just like a spirit guide would, although it'll come into your body. So remember, you're only half here. Only half of your spirit is here with you because the other half is elsewhere in the universe. And so they took that away from you. So the next thing that I do after connecting you up energetically to your home base, and you can go there anytime you like after the process, okay, is I connect you up to your twin flame energy. So again, what happens is, just like the home base, the light ship has to go out searching to see where you are. It takes maybe a couple of minutes or so. And then we find out where your other half is. And then we bring your other half to you, and that resides in your heart center. Then again, you have another permanent connection to the other half of you. And just by having those two clearings by themselves, you don't feel lonely any longer. You don't have that searching outside of yourself for maybe a relationship with someone. Not that that's a bad thing, but people go in and out of relationships because they're looking for something that they can't find, and you can never find your twin flame. There's only about 20 twin flame energies on the planet. I mean, about 200 twin flame energies on the planet here, so you're not going to be able to connect typically to one. It's all off-planet. So the twin flame energy, when it comes to you, it'll come as it is in its creative form. Remember, all dimensions have life. And so I've had a lot of neat things come to people. I've had trees come to them. I've had water animals come. One lady had manatees. One person had like a beautiful sun energy. Another one had like a big Bigfoot. I've had butterflies come. I mean, it's just incredible of what people have experienced. So anyway, once you have those two, you feel whole and complete. And the last part, which is probably to me the most important, is that the light ship takes you and disconnects you from your soul family here. This is what's causing all of your problems in life, basically. This is where you get your spiritual setups. Remember, the main cop-out with New Age thought is that, oh, this is, you're having a spiritual contract and agreement, you know. You agree to, like, the biggest cop-out to me is when people talk about abductions. They say, well, your spirit agreed to have yourself abducted to an alien spacecraft and experimented with. Well, it's very possible they did that because that's the dark side doing that to you, taking away your free will. But, you know, you yourself, your physical body, would not want to do that. And so this is the main thing, and takes you out of that situation, out of that scenario of being set up, you know, to understand what your body has wrong with it to heal it. So after this clearing, then you are responsible for your body, and you need to communicate with it for healings, which is what you should be doing anyway. So that's the process of the 4-in-1. It's all very neat to do. I just love doing this for people because all the other clearings and healings are taking stuff away from you. And this clearing is, I'm giving you back your life. And it's just so wonderful because it's the reward that you get. And once you meet your twin flame energy, and it's incredible because all of a sudden your twin flame has that link to your heart center. You can go there whenever you choose to yourself, to wherever it is, whatever light form it is. You can merge with it completely. It can come to you when you call upon it. It's just incredible. So I can't talk, you know, enough about that healing. So anyway, anything else, Sylvia?
Well, I'd just like to add that the joy that you feel upon being reconnected to your true spiritual family, your home base, and being reconnected with your twin flame is just impossible to describe. It is just an incredible joy. And then to have that there for you to experience whenever you want to, I guess, tune into it, for example, for lack of better words, you can just go into your heart center and it's right there. So it's just absolutely wonderful, so I can't talk highly enough about it. And we do have a few more questions. Also, we've got
got to keep track of the time, too, so.
Exactly. So
good.
One question is, if a person only gets an emotional clearing, will they still be able to ascend?
It depends how much energy and baggage they have, okay? They would know themselves how light they feel. And so that's kind of, up to you. So I guess it could be possible. the lightship does so many healings. That's why it's here, to help you. You know, there's many, many type of healings, and the ones that I do for samples here on the show, you know, can show you that they are necessary. But I won't say that you can ascend without having more healings than that. But most people want to keep going more and more because it makes you more conscious, and you feel much better about your life as you have these clearings.
Yeah, it seems that one leads to the next.
Yes.
Let's see, we also have a question about can we heal, can we do some type of healing where we heal any negative thoughts or resentment or energies that we've put out towards possibly ETs or the Federation in our lives?
Okay, well, those negative thoughts are just taken as energy from them. So whether they're positive or negative, it really probably makes no difference. They're just seeing you as a food source. So your thoughts, what you're projecting, is going to give them energy. Because remember, you're going outside of yourself then as you project the energy out. So in a sense, you're giving away your life force energy to something, and they're taking it. So it's not like, you know, you're sending them negative vibes or even positive vibes, making them feel better or feel worse. They're just seeing it as energy. And energy can change form instantly, so they'll use it regardless on how you transmit it to them. Remember, the whole thing is to love yourself and to go within and to, you know, regain your spiritual energy inside of yourself and to keep it with you. I'm reading another one here from Jim in Amsterdam. Why do you create a duality between body and spirit? Well, your body is physical. Your body was created out of the elements of the earth, so it stays here. And so your actual spirit that you have is from and created by the light ship. And so it's a different body, entirely different than your physical body. So if you want to look at the difference, say a ghost would be a spirit, typically, but not always. It could be an emotional body. But if you just look at the energy of a spirit, you can see it in someone's eyes. I have seen at times people walking, and I'll see their spirit, which is locked out of their body, typically following the person. And that's really trippy, to watch a person walk by with no energy whatsoever in their body, and then lo and behold, about 4 feet behind them is this energy coming. I mean, it's just really strange. And it really gets your attention quickly. But that's what happens. And you know, people like that probably were on drugs a lot, and the spirit couldn't stay with the body, so it is now outside of the body, hoping to come in at some point. So the name of the last clearing, we call that the 4-in-1 session, the Master Set 4-in-1. That was from Deborah. Anything else, Sylvia, that I have overlooked here?
I think we've got pretty much all the questions for now.
Okay. What's coming to mind is I'll do a healing here for people who may be in pain. And so what we're going to do is we just got through doing a heart healing with the light being, and she's still activated. So what we're going to do is your pain body. This is another invisible body that's there that makes up the physical. So here we go. So 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next to your back, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next to your back, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and one more year back, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. Okay. So how does that feel, Sylvia?
Feels great. A lot of energy moving around. Really nice. Let's see, there is a question on here that I overlooked, which is, do you know of any of the twin flame energies here on Earth?
Any twin flame energies? Have I met people then? Is that what the question would be then?
I'm not sure. I think you mentioned that there were probably about 200 of them here.
Yeah, I have actually seen, including myself, three other people who have met their twin flame energies.
I think there's a couple of books out by people that have met their twin flame and talked about it, that type of thing.
Yeah, and so what I can tell you is that when you meet your twin flame energy, people talk about soulmates, okay? So a soulmate, I'll clarify that here a little bit. A soulmate is a person that has the resonance from your soul family, and I'll describe that. When you come into the earth plane, you get a frequency of when you arrived here. So let's say that you arrive at, let's say, at 12 o'clock. You have that frequency of 12 o'clock. Now, someone else arrives at 12:05. They have a different frequency. Now, the people who arrived at 12 all resonate to each other. And so that's one frequency. The next one is, and that could feel like a soulmate energy. The next one is that when you check in here with your little bus ticket with no way out, you kind of decide what you want to do in your life. So we'll say that you want to become a, just say a football player, okay? So you go to the area where all the football players are going to be. And naturally, you kind of talk it over and you decide what group you want to be with. And all of a sudden, you go into that type of soul family. And so through all your incarnations, you're going to be with these group of people that tend to want to experience. Remember, this is just an experience through creativity to become football players. Maybe you want to be a doctor, or maybe you want to be, somebody who paints. You know, there's all different types of talents. So what happens is your spirit then looks around and finds parents who will resonate to what they want to do or have that same talent. And at that point, they come into you. Maybe they check the parents out before your birth, and then they're there when the sperm meets the egg, and at that point they seal your body with their signature. Okay, and so everybody from your soul family now has the opportunity to come into your body also because you have the same frequency. So what happens is when you see somebody from your soul family, you resonate with them because naturally you probably see that spirit or you have spirit recognition. When you go to sleep at night, and you may see them physically, in a person, and so that's what your soul family is. And then you go through your spiritual contracts and agreements, and your spirit decides, how it wants to, in a sense, help you evolve, and then you get sometimes really negative lessons. So somebody in your soul family, like I kind of mentioned earlier, didn't want to experience a car accident, but you already had three of them. And you go, man, I can do this very easily. I've had three so far. I can do a fourth one, no problem whatsoever. And they go, what's going to happen to you? Well, let's say this person wants to know what it's like to have a broken back. Well, you say, I could probably do that. It's okay. I'll be in a wheelchair. No big deal. So all of a sudden that happens to you. Down here you go, man, what happened? Why did I do that? I don't understand this. Well, that's your spiritual contracts and agreements. And they're all normally pretty negative. It's not really done in love and light. It's done for the experience and also for the trauma from the dark side to take your energy. Like the last question a while back was, what about if I have bad thoughts toward the Federation or whatever? Well, that's still energy. So now you're going through life with all your trauma, all your anger for having the accident, blaming yourself, and that energy goes somewhere and they take it. They love it. So it's a setup, that they do to get your energy from you. So I hope that sort of answers some of the questions. So basically, your soul family is people that you deal with. Now, twin flame energy, switching gears here, when you meet your twin flame, you can go in and out of their body instantly, where it's really hard to do because of just the way the energetic systems work here with the soulmate. You're not going to be able to do that as easily. But they can come to you. If you ask for help and guidance and you're having a difficult time, one of your friends from the soul family can come into your body. They can actually have your spirit leave you, and you can have them in you, helping you out with something. But then you want to also ask them to leave. And also, if you ask for help and guidance, you can also bring an entity to you. And they may not ever want to leave, so you want to be very careful with that. But anyway, so yeah, your twin flame energy, once you meet that person, whether it be male or female, the love energy that you have for yourself and for that person is just incredible. And you won't know how much love you have for yourself until you separate, because it's like devastating. It's, say a million times more than your best relationship you could ever have had in your life. Just the energy flow of the person, the love that you feel coming from that other being. And, you know, we're not talking about is the person living their life right, or, you know, are you compatible emotionally or anything else. It's that love projection from that other part of you that's in that person. That's incredible. I'm thinking back upon, which I would say is probably a twin flame connection, kind of speeding up here a little bit to get off, but I would say maybe, 10, 15 years ago, there was that school teacher who had sex with a young boy in her classroom or something, and she went to jail for it. Well, that would be a twin flame connection. So you might remember that lady, and they have children now and stuff, and you know, you see them together, and they blend, you know, instantly in the magazine. You know, they're trying to tear them apart, et cetera, you know, naturally for the drama of selling the magazine and everything else. But once you see them together in the photographs and you look at them, they're the same energy. So a twin flame energy is a very, very special. You probably will not ever have it in your life, but you can have the connection to it when I do this 4-in-1, set for you. But remember, you have to be cleared out enough to have that energy enter you, because it won't come in unless you're more pure, because it's coming from outside of this density here normally. So it's coming to you, but you want to be cleared out so it can at least come inside your heart center. So any other questions, Sylvia? Looks like we got about 5 minutes to go here.
I guess I was wondering if we were going to go to the Christian Lightship, because if we do that, we should do it now.
Okay. So, everybody get ready here. If you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring along with, we'll be going up there just shortly here. This will not work on the archives, so just sit back and relax, and you may feel this energy come around you, this beautiful white light tunnel. And we're going up right now. And now we're there. We're having a body scan so they can see what type of sentient being you are and finding out what your different problems are. And now you're conferencing in a different room, the orientation room, with these beautiful light beings. And they're telling you what your problems are. You're asking them different questions about the healings, how they work, etc. Remember, you're out of time. Your vibration, you're being turned off and on and off and on and off and on. And when you're turned off, you're up there. And we're going into a room right now. We're going to go into the room. They want to do some water healings on us. So we're going to go into a beautiful waterfall room. They have a lot of ferns there, a lot of plant life, a lot of butterflies and birds and bees. And we're underneath this beautiful waterfall right now, which has this liquid light energy water. It's silver and sparkles like diamonds. So you may feel your body getting refreshed. And just sit back and relax and request healings, because you're in other rooms also at the same time. Remember, you're in their time and you're out of time down here. So they're up there. Here you're in time. We're going into another location. This is where they have a beautiful, very large swimming pool. And again, it has the same water as a waterfall. It's a liquid light energy water. It's silver, sparkles like diamonds. It has no physical mass to it, no weight. Just very, very beautiful. And coming to you now are these beautiful light beings, and they're coming to you as dolphins. So there's 3 dolphins coming to you, and you can request your healings now if you like. And they're going to start this beautiful healing session with you. So most people just kind of request healing. What you can do now, up on the light ship, you're actually rubbing the side of one of the dolphins. This dolphin is to your left, and so you can put your hand out in front of you, and the dolphin's now moving closer, and about a foot in front of you, if you move your hand from left to right and also up and down, You might actually feel the texture of the skin of the dolphin. This is what you're doing now on the lightship. And you're caressing it. The skin's kind of like spongy feeling to me. It can move in about a half an inch. And it's very, very slippery. And it almost makes your hand, the palm of your hand, kind of tingle. So you're having this experience up on the lightship also. The dolphins are very playful. And we'll go into one other room before we come back here. We're going to go into another swimming pool room. And this is where the seals are. And the seals are very, very playful. They have very long whiskers, so there's three of them coming to you, just like the dolphins are in a group of three. And again, request your healing. And they're going to start to do their healing work with you. Again, you can put your hand out in front of you and also feel the texture of their skin. It's actually a lot slipperier than the dolphins are. And some of these seals I'm seeing now are rainbow in colors, many different colors on their skin. Very beautiful. And we'll go on to one other room here. And I'm watching the time closely because I have to be out by 57 after. So we're going into a room where they're going to be releasing from us, again, our physical body pain. So if you have any concerns, again, we just got through doing a clearing on this here, but we'll do it up on the lightship too. So request your healings. And I'm seeing somebody out there with maybe a knee injury or something, or ankle injury. So just start to request this here, and we'll see what they can do for you. And the healings on the lightship are done normally 100% on you. But when you come back here, like I said before, the densities around you, this emotional energy of trauma that's stored inside of your body, in your energetic bodies, can and will take the healings that were in perfection away from you. This is why you want to clear yourself, because once your spirit is imprinted with these energies, it can't heal you down here. So you want to have your spirit healed, which is what we do on the lightship and also down here with the emotional traumas. So remember that your spirit mimics you. So whatever condition you're in right now is how your spirit's going to look. And so when you come back down here, this energy kind of wraps around you. So anyway, now we're going to start to come back. We're giving thanks to the doctor teams for coming back down right now. And now we're here. So I hope to see you all, or maybe you can call tomorrow at 5:30 California time. And I believe it's posted now on the fast chat here. And just we can meet you in person, talk with you. And do you have anything else to say? We also have a show tomorrow, Wednesday, which is at 7 o'clock California time. So we'll be doing some more healing work with people. Anything you want to talk about, Sylvia? We've got probably about a minute to go here.
I want to thank everyone for being with us tonight, and also to remind people to go to Creation Lightship on the web to find out more about all the things that Ron offers. I don't know if we mentioned also that you do three conference calls a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays at 5:30 Pacific time, and those are a wonderful way to connect with Ron for healing. So I guess that's all I have to say, except thank you again. We'll try to pick up more of your questions either tomorrow if you call or on Wednesday. And much love and blessings to all of you.
Okay, blessings to all of you. Good night.
Good night.
Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Visible by Numbers. This is Allison, and I'm happy that you're here with us. We have an exciting hour of talk radio coming your way on VBS Radio, so stick around, because I know you don't want to miss it. But before I get to the show, I've got a few announcements to make, so bear with me. Now, recently I taught a workshop in Doylestown, PA, which was really wonderfully received. And many of you have expressed a desire to learn more about numerology, so I'm designing the same class that I did in Doylestown, teleconference style. This class will be interactive because each student will have their own personal numerology chart to work with as the class begins. The workshop is not only designed to teach you numerology, but also to help you better understand your own personal unique energy. The teleconference class also has so much to offer because there'll be personalized instruction, instant questions and answers, and the convenience of doing it from your own home. Now, this is an introductory class, and there's going to be worksheets provided, and the dates are to be announced. So if you're interested at all in the teleconference class for numerology, please contact me at my email, visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com, or alynch@ptd.net for more information. And you can find both of those email addresses right on my bio page, right on the front.